Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
5 o'clock on a game day here on WEEI Afternoons. Before we get into the drive, I want to work in a couple phone calls. We got some listeners been hanging on the line, 617-779-7937. If you want to jump aboard and give us your thoughts on Patriots-Jets, you worried about a trap game? Are the Jets so crappy that it can't be a trap game? What are you looking for from your Patriots tonight as they cruise into an extended little time off here if they take care of business at Gillette Stadium? 617-779-7937. Before we get to that, Teddy, you brought up your sphere story. So David in Abington wanted to share a sphere story with you. What's up, David?
Teddy is so right. It is the most outrageous thing on earth to see a concert at. It was beyond. I've seen Sinatra three times live in my life, and it was better than all three of those put together.
Yep. Yep. Well, David, where'd you sit? Did you sit in the back? Did you sit down below? Where'd you sit?
Teddy, I sat right at the equator.
Yep.
300 section,
perfect.
Second row. If you have any fear of heights, you want to be 300 or below. You were sitting up in, oh, my God, if you have a fear of height, that's crazy going up those stairs. Yep. But the experience... And it was not as expensive. It was cheaper to get tickets there than it is to go to Xfinity Center or to go see someone at the Garden here.
Yeah.
It was way cheaper.
All right. Thanks for the call, David.
Such a great story.
It's a great story.
It actually
David.
Helped me because now I'm not going where Ted sent me to
yeah,
go because I'm afraid
that.
Of heights.
Yeah,
I'll be down too. In the lower level seats. Was it really high and scary?
It was. No, it's fine. I mean, it's high and it's a little steep, but I just think it's awesome up there.
All right. Who do you want to see there, Andy?
Who would I want to see? You know who I would like to see there because he's a performer, and I feel like I want like a performer, right?
Yeah,
like a Garth Brooks.
I wouldn't
mind seeing Garth Brooks put on a show. Kenny Chesney would be in the conversation.
Oh, and that's George Strait.
You know, can it be a band where they need more visuals because you got to use the sphere,
right?
I
feel like George Strait would be wasted. He'd stand there and play and what's going on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Foo Fighters would be awesome.
Oh.
Coldplay would be insane.
I owe Coldplay one after missing the show last summer. So Coldplay
you
would
missed
be number
that.
Oh, Fitzy, you missed that show?
Oh, you don't remember why?
Nobody knows I missed the viral moment of the year because my wife had a tummy ache.
Imagine having your marriage blown up on that side screen.
Man. Oh, and I was
the only thing getting blown up.
Dan, that would be... Unbelievable.
Did you know how Coldplay? I didn't know that it was such a visual concert. Like, I didn't know you go in there and, and they
give you the wristbands.
I didn't realize that. I'm like, what are we doing with
I didn't know that either until my son went and he showed me videos and I was like, wow, this is quite
production. How great would Rush be at the Sphere?
Rush, great call. Are you kidding me? With the lasers and everything? Oh, forget about it.
Give me Tom Sawyer.
Be awesome.
Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, guys? For me, it's not taking too long to start second-guessing the trade deadline when you come up to a Thursday night game. You guys are just talking about who's going to run the ball. You want to pound the ball. And obviously, Stevenson is hurt, but, I mean, when the elements come in, you're talking about playoff games. Like, I don't think he's that guy anyway. So, I mean, with all those draft picks, I just don't know how they didn't bring anyone in on a trade or even start bringing in guys – you know, from other practice squads, like just anyone to pound the rock. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Could be your guy who's here tonight, Breece Hall. He could have been on the other side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I mean, the teams went in. I don't know. The depth guys have filled in nicely. It's hard for me to get on them right now about the trade deadline.
And as far as the last part, they brought in D'Ernest Johnson. He was on somebody's practice squad. They brought him in.
Just so you know, they're going to bring people in that you're never going to have ever heard of.
Right.
And the people are going, well, they didn't do any trade then. Well, no, they've signed this guy and they signed that guy. You've just never heard of him.
And the part about Ramondre Stevenson, Matt, I don't think they agree with you. I think they think if Ramondre Stevenson is healthy, he's a part of pounding the rock in the postseason and running the football.
They, meaning the Patriots. Of course they do.
Like they think
they like
Vrabel said it early in the year. We need him. Yep. We're going to need him. What we want to do, we're going to need him. Yeah, he said it many times.
Kept upchucking the ball. No problem. We still need him.
Right.
Still need him.
So you might not like it, Matt, and that you can have your opinion, and we'll see how it plays out in January. But if you get Ramondre Stevenson healthy, he's a key part.
I feel pretty good,
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Ted's favorite caller, my guy, Paulie.
What's up, Paulie?
Hey, what do you say, guys?
What's up,
Andy,
buddy?
If you like country, try Southern Rock, man. Yeah. It's a cut above the same sort of stuff. And it's football music. You'd love it. Anyway, I want to just finish my take from yesterday on Josh McDaniels. He's not going anywhere anytime soon. Nobody's going to take a chance with him until he gets to take a good, long bite out of Mike Vrabel. So he has another coach to reference when situations come up as a head coach. He's got more to learn under Vrabel.
Paulie, can I ask you a question? Because this came up yesterday. It was suggested that Josh McDaniels deserves another chance to be a head coach. Do you think he deserves another chance to be a head coach?
After getting a good bite out of Vrabel.
Okay.
The thing is, you can make an excuse for him is that he tried to take on Belichick's personality. He's not like Belichick. He's an affable, sort of a friendly guy, very talkative. Belichick's got cold-hearted, few words, do as I say, you know, or you're gone sort of a thing. And he tries to play hard-ass. It's just not him, and that's why he wasn't able to sell himself.
Thanks for the call, Paulie.
You wonder. I'd love to see how Josh handles himself being a head coach versus because in my brain, it's like he's got to be a different person.
Yeah.
For it to burn out and flame out like it has, he's not the same guy he is when he's here as an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, but that makes sense, right? Like there's a lot more people looking up to you for advice or guidance or what, you know what I mean? You can kind of control, he's comfortable in this role. He knows how to coach a quarterback and some receivers and whatever.
And shouldn't that tell you that you're just not good at being a head coach?
Yeah. And at some point, you got to stop liking it, right? It has to be chaotic and stressful. And I mean, you go back to Denver, and it was get rid of Jay Cutler, and then Brandon Marshall was like punting the ball in the middle of it was chaos.
Yeah.
And then you get to Las Vegas, and Devontae's like, get me the F out of here before I die here. And it's like,
They're lighting stogies after he got fired.
Like, what kind of environment is that, and why do you want to go back to it?
All I can imagine is him doing something like Matt Patricia reportedly did, was like, I know how to win. I've won Super Bowls. You don't. I know more than, if he comes in with that kind of tone, then, I can see guys tuning him out.
And then you have Max Crosby leading a cigar-smoking brigade after the first win following his departure.
All right, Stiz, it is 5:08:46. It's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. WEEI Afternoons.
I was just thinking about it, Ted. So famously, you were talking about trap game mousetraps. But given the theme for tonight and the jerseys, and remember they shot all those photos on a lobster boat. If Vrabel wanted to update it, he could have put lobster traps around the locker room to signify the nor'easter trap game under the lighthouse.
I would have shown the
wasn't a joke.
The scene from Creed. That would have been my tactic as a coach.
I mean, you could do that. Whatever. Rice, there's different ways to do it. Do you think about that?
Oh, yeah.
Like those things you would use and how you...
If I was the coach, I would use this as a way to motivate.
Yep. And then do you wonder like how it would play?
I do.
Because we're talking about Josh. He probably has done things like that he thought was good. And then the whole room rolled their eyes and said, can we leave now?
Well, I mean, I don't know. If you're winning, you're eating it up. Like Belichick showed a race with Secretariat. Right? Secretariat War Admiral.
War Admiral. Yeah. Who won the race or something kind of thing?
And it was, we were going to finish the race. It wasn't War Admiral, but Secretariat won like by 31 lengths.
Yeah.
And it was like, the whole point was finish the race. Like, and we were eating it up, you know?
Right.
But a lot of us were like, okay, horse racing from 1935.
What was the point of Shackleton?
Good question.
Like,
I'm not
sure. Find
the
North Pole or something?
Yeah. Like,
what does that have to do with football?
Like, they almost, you know, they all came together as a team. They were going to die out there in the middle of the Arctic, but they didn't because they hung in there together, that kind of thing. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Cool horse race. What does this have to do?
It beats.
What is it, Shackleford? That's Shackleford, right?
Oh, yeah.
Shackleton.
Yeah, and there were a bunch of those. Like, I've always wondered that, how those, and also, you're obviously very different than Tom Brady, than Willie McGinnis. So you're trying to resonate with
all
65 guys.
Correct.
What are the chances that you land that plane and it strikes every chord properly? I don't know. That's tough to do. But may not be tough for the Patriots to beat the Jets. And we've been talking all week about a trap game. Are we not taking this seriously enough? Fitzy called it the third preseason game in the first
Andy
hour of
the show. Andy took my words and butchered them for his own benefit. His host won.
You know, the Jets aren't that good. Ted, you said you had, 26 statistical categories?
Yep.
And pretty much all of them favor the Patriots.
18 of the 26.
18 of the 26 favor the Patriots. So we talked to our buddy Tom Karn Thursdays at 3:30, as we always do. And we asked the question, are we not taking the Jets seriously enough?
I think Fitzy's in the minority. I think that there's so much trepidation that the Patriots are at some point going to suffer a letdown, that, and it's fairly universal, again, excepting Fitzy, that I don't think that folks in general, whether it be media or fans, are taking them lightly. They do deserve to be taken very lightly, given their non-production. Last week, they had 54 yards passing. 42 came on a check down to Breece Hall. Were staked to 2 touchdowns in the first quarter by returns. They're just not a good team. And I think that the main factor in this is the length to which the Patriots have gone for weeks to say we're not, they're actually going overboard, I think, in trying to avoid a letdown and to not congratulate themselves and to stay on task. So I don't sense a letdown this week.
Yeah, I love that. Might be my favorite current quote in months. They're just not a good team, talking about the Jets, which made me wonder. I feel like all along the way, even the bad teams, Vrabel probably had things to, well, they did this in this situation, or they did, like, is he just showing the most recent, like, kickoff returns, punt returns, big plays?
Yeah.
Is that how he's getting guys to buy into the Jets are better than we think they are?
Yeah, probably so. He's probably using, you know, you find every little, you know, play that you can show to get their attention. But you can just tell by the overall disposition, the way the guys are talking, just their overall behavior, that they're locked in.
Yeah.
You know, this is, of all trap game, like all the games they played, this is the one that kind of fits the definition of it. And so they all know it, and everyone's been waiting for him to play what it was, a true trap game. This is it. And so they're going to be prepared. Vrabel asked the guys earlier in the week, you know, hey, should we cut out this part of the practice and you know, so you can get back earlier? And they're like, nope, we need it, it's important. So they're all bought in.
Ted, I'm not sure if this actually happened during your career, but you know, speaking to the idea of environments and a radical change in them, did you ever have a game where it was 85 degrees and then 3 or 4 days later play where it was windy and 38 degrees?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 1997. We played the Miami Dolphins the last game of the season.
Oh, yeah.
And we won that game, and then we played them in the first round of the wild card up in New England the very next week. And that's where Todd Collins, my boy Swamp Chicken, intercepted that slant pass. because they didn't change their signals from week to the next. Mm-hmm. So we played in Miami the week before, and then we played up here the very following week against the same team.
Does it matter? Like the temperature, nope. actual change, does nope. it really affect
It matters
you?
To them.
Yeah.
You know, and it was hot for us, but, you know, we came back to our here, and we were very comfortable in the cold.
All right, let's weave in a couple phone calls here, 617-779-7937. The McDaniels Pauly call has gotten people thinking, so let's go to Keith in Rhode Island. What's up, Keith?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey.
So I just kind of had a thought on this whole talk about McDaniels becoming a head coach. And if you look back, since McDaniels was here as an OC last time, they went through the Judge and Patricia experiment, which blew up, the Billy O years, or year, AVP, now we're back to Josh. When they rehired him, do you think that there was a discussion that was like, look, man, we'll bring you back, but if teams call and request to interview you, we're going to say no. Like, if you're going to be here, you're going to be here.
That's a great call. Keith, what's up? Mm.
What do you think, Fitzy?
No. Yeah, Josh McDaniels. Why is anyone calling for him in the first place? And why is would he want to leave? I don't understand how this has become a story. We must be bored off our ass this week.
It is weird
that
it
we're letting
story,
this become a story, because there should be no interest in hiring somebody who's had half a season's work with a sophomore sensation quarterback after two absolute air show disaster head coaching stints within the last decade plus. I'm sorry, it makes no sense to me. None.
I feel like that conversation would be had.
It's interesting.
Give me 2 years. Give me 3 years. Like,
commit to a
certain run. Yeah, like, I don't want to be replacing you at the end of the year.
I could see that, maybe. Yeah, I could see that.
Now,
and with who?
I was going to say, I don't know if that's a Vrabel conversation or a Kraft conversation. Or
Kraft thing.
You think?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that's a fair conversation to have.
Yeah.
Like, we're trying to put together a stable staff here. We have a young quarterback who's already been jerked around once.
Yeah. I heard someone the other day, and I just almost wanted to punch him in the face. They're like, almost.
I'll tell you
who it was. No, but they basically said, it's got to be the right situation for Josh. I almost wanted to punch the person in the face because how many times have we heard that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be the perfect situation for Josh. He's a great offensive coordinator. He hasn't earned the right to have pick wherever he wants to go as a head coach.
Right.
He sucks at being a head coach.
And his perfect situation exists right now, fellas.
That's what I think. I'm with you. We should almost, like, this story should be a non-story.
Well, I think I said it to you off air and at one point and said, like, I don't even feel like we can talk about this yet, even though I feel like it's going to become a thing at some point.
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It really shouldn't be. And I do think it ties back to a lack of candidates, a lack of other strong, popular, notable.
I think you're right.
Talking point candidates.
It's because there's so much turnover every year and there's so many new coaches that the well's dry.
Yes.
There's not enough new candidates kind of supplementing the ones that get hired and fired.
And then you start going through the retreads, and then if you have a young quarterback, you're like, well, I know Josh sucked, but you see what he's doing with Drake May, a young quarterback. Like,
watch Mike McCarthy get a head coaching job next year.
I think he's the favorite for the Giants.
The Giants, of course he is.
Yeah, there you go. And he stinks. Yeah, he
sucks. Even though he's not great. But, Ted, we talked about how it would make a lot of sense if – you know, one of the other sub coordinators, position coaches, like if Todd Downing and Thomas Brown get poached to be offensive coordinators elsewhere next year, perhaps that may make more sense. But the structure of Terrell Williams, Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels should not be broken up anytime soon.
I agree.
Speaking of coaches, coaching staffs, Mike Vrabel, Connor Hughes on SNY was talking about just how strong a candidate Mike Vrabel was for the Jets, the team that's here tonight, for their coaching
this
job.
This is interesting.
How much they wanted Mike Vrabel. Listen to this.
The Jets interviewed Mike Vrabel, man, and I cannot express how much they loved him and they wanted him. Like he was their 1-1. They wanted Mike Vrabel more than anything else, so much so that I heard that when he was on his way to take the Patriots job, they made a last-second call to say, is there anything we can do to give you this job? The Patriots was just the be-all, end-all. It was basically like, to compare it to a college situation, it was like when you're competing against a guy who has an opportunity to go back and be the head coach of his alma mater. Like, you're just not going to win that. Like, you're not going to win that if it's, when so-and-so wants to go back to Michigan or Ohio State or Penn State and it's their alma mater. You're not going to win out on that. And it was just the New England Patriots job was something that Vrabel was never going to turn down.
Do you know what's interesting is the timing of Mike going into the Patriots Hall of Fame. It like He could have gone in a different year. He could have gone in the year before, the 2 years prior, or this year. Or it worked out that he went in the year that he got fired from the Titans. And, a lot of people thought they should have hired Vrabel right away, but he took a consulting job with the Browns to just bide some time. But the timing of it all worked out perfectly. I think him coming, I spent time with him that weekend and just talking to him. I could tell he really enjoyed being there. And he's the head coach of the Titans.
So, in a sense, Patriots fans who vote for those, they pick three finalists that then are put on Patriots.com and voted on by the fans.
Chess over checkers.
Patriots fans played a role in getting Mike Vrabel here.
Yes, they did. Because I think that,
I like that theory.
That Hall of Fame induction ceremony in the middle of the season, he came back here, and I think he was like, you know what? I could be the head coach here. Yeah, I want to be the head coach here. Yeah.
And it's, you know what else
like
happened?
This everywhere else.
Yep.
Then he went back to Tennessee.
It's, that's it.
Fitzy. Amy Adams was like, he wants to be the head coach there. Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll give you the chance to be the head coach there, because if you're thinking about her, you can go. That's what that felt like.
Right.
Like he was kind of ogling another woman.
That's
like, why don't you just go over there then?
That's
why don't
exactly
you just see
right.
yourself out of here?
Yep.
That's interesting, though. I like that theory that Patriots fans played a little bit of role in the success you're having now because Mike Vrabel. Now, do you believe it would have changed things dramatically if Mike Vrabel landed with the Jets and was the Jets head coach coming to Gillette Thursday?
I don't know.
Would they be two wins better, three wins better,
maybe,
much better?
Maybe.
They still don't have a quarterback.
They got to have a quarterback. Yeah. Yeah.
And you still have Drake May. So whoever you hired is probably doing an okay job with Drake May, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'd be an ugly game. I think it'd just be like, ugh.
Yeah. It's not as fun. We wouldn't be having as much fun with culture and coach of the year and MVP.
There wouldn't be one of the teams has got 8 wins and the other team has 2 wins.
Yeah.
Or whatever, what the Patriots have? 8 wins? 2, 9 wins?
8 wins.
9 wins after 5 hours from now.
617-779-7. We're not looking ahead.
Third preseason game. A
few hours from now, they will have their 9th win in their 3rd preseason game. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to David in the car. What's up, David?
Hey, good evening, guys. So I just told Josh McDaniels, Paulie did bring up a good interesting point, and I know you guys are saying you don't want it to be a conversation, to be a topic, but it is, because I don't think he's going anywhere, and this is why I say this. How many Super Bowls does Josh have as an offensive coordinator with Tom Brady? He's a good OC, and I think he's seeing that, and I think he knows that this is the place to be. He's got a good QB to coach. He's shown what he can do with this young guy. He's shown what he can do with the offense. So I was once a Vrabel and Josh McDaniels, I wanted these guys 2 years ago when they took on when Belichick left. So I am happy that he's here, and I don't think he'll go anywhere, because for him to go elsewhere, he has to have a very unique situation with players, and not so much coaches, I think more players. And he knows he's got that here. He's got the ownership to back him up, and I think he's here to stay.
All right, thanks for the call, David. Yep. It also just struck me, we talk about money. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. We were comparing high OC salaries versus low head coach salaries. Yep. You know what can be lucrative, too, is when you're that longtime coordinator, late in your career, people will be like, I'm this head coach. I need a strong offense. Yeah. Oh, Josh McDaniels, I'll give you $10 million a year for 2 years or whatever.
Dude,
put me over the top, win me a Super Bowl.
He's going to make all the money he wants. He's making all the money. Can we get to this last caller?
Absolutely. Oh, you like the sphere story?
Yeah,
all
let's go to this last caller.
We got another sphere story. Mark and Carver, what's up, Mark?
What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, man.
What's up, buddy?
Ted, who did you say you saw at sphere?
I saw you, too.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I saw Dead & Company last year. They were like the third band there after you two.
Yep. How was it? Good show?
And it was awesome. But you definitely got to see a band that's visual like that. It's something like you've never seen before. And that guy was right about Section 300 in the middle. It's a place to be. It's really cool.
All right, thanks for the call, Mark.
Love it.
So now I'm getting more information. 300 level is where
300
is where you were too high. It's too scary up there.
I was fine up there.
Yeah, well, you're a badass. I'm not.
Okay. That's
ironically, I'm closer to the ground, but I'm afraid of heights. It's, I don't know. You should
that be. That is ironical.
All right. Stiz tells me we got another one. Let's go to George in Warwick. What's up, George?
Hey, guys. Hey, Ted. I don't know if this is, pie in the sky or I'm just making stuff up here, but
January 3rd to January 13th. He's with the Jets. He's hired here. Is there any information? If he knew he was coming to New England, even as he's sitting there, is there any information that he could have pulled during that interview that would have been useful at some point at any level?
Thanks for the call, George.
I was going to ask George where in part of Texas he's from.
He didn't have a great phone.
Yeah, a little Texan, you know, a little draw in him. I was wondering if he's from my hometown of H-Town. But what was the question? Is there any...
Anything he pulled from the interview with the Jets that might be helpful?
Oh.
So he clearly got wined and dined, and they talked about the team and the organization.
Your plan is to suck again this year? Cool. I'm going to New England.
I can't imagine there's anything.
I can't
remember. One thing, George, to really glean from those interviews that would be beneficial tonight in this game. I can't think of one thing.
George. What did your kids have for a Madden rating on me?
George, right, if you're listening on the Odyssey app and you want to call back, we will let you chime in with Ted, let him know where you're from.
Just tell me where you're from, George.
I think it was Warwick.
Warwick, Texas?
Yeah,
okay. All right.
Like that.
You familiar?
Sounds a little southwest. I'm going to look it up.
Wait, they sound like a direction?
Well, yeah.
It sounds a little bit like it's in Rhode Island, guys. Oh, that's what it sounds like.
Wait, I'm interested in this. How's this work?
There's parts of Texas. You sound different in one part of Texas versus
the
other
drawl.
Part. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you meant the word Warwick sounded like it was located in the southern part of the state or so. Okay, yeah. The drawl.
Yeah, the drawl. You know, there's different accents for different parts of the state.
Okay. Well,
just like here.
Wow. Oh,
absolutely.
Warwick, Texas. I don't see it.
That's what I'm saying, guys. It sounds like it's in Rhode Island.
Well, why would he say he was from Texas then?
I don't know.
I'm just telling you
what the
screener said.
That's what the caller ID
said. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
But call us. Yeah, call the producers back. We'll figure it out and let Ted know.
All good.
All right, 617-779-7937. Whether you're in Warwick, Rhode Island, anywhere in Texas, and you want to share your drawl with Ted, we're happy to take your phone calls. Building up to Patriots Jets up next here on WEEI Afternoons. We obviously need to get to our picks. Usually we do this on Friday, but it's a Thursday night game, so we need to pick Patriots Jets. That's next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has the final trending of the day.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Patriots take on the New York Jets tonight on Thursday Night Football, the kickoff week 11. Kickoff for tonight's game is at 8:15 at Gillette Stadium. Tonight's injury report is as follows. Four players have been ruled out for the Pats tonight. That's wide receiver Kayshon Booty, linebacker Christian Ellis, tight end Austin Hooper, and running back Ramondre Stevenson. Two players are listed as questionable for tonight's game for the Pats. That's defensive lineman Joshua Farmer and running back Terrell Jennings. Two players have been ruled out for the Jets as well, including wide receiver Garrett Wilson. There are five players that are listed as questionable for tonight's game. Defensive lineman Harrison Phillips, edge rusher Will McDonald, defensive lineman Braden McGregor, running back Khalil Herbert, as well as offensive lineman Xavier Newman. New this afternoon, the Pats are elevating linebacker Darius Harris and running back D'Ernest Johnson from the practice squad for tonight's game. The Celtics beat the Memphis Grizzlies 131-95 last night at TD Garden. Five players reached double digits in points, led by Peyton Pritchard's 24. The Celtics host the Los Angeles Clippers on Sunday afternoon. The Bruins visit the Ottawa Senators tonight. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. Boston is 11-7 on the season. They've won seven games in a row. Jonas Corposalo, Levi Marilainen, the matchup in net. Red Sox ace left-hander Garrett Crochet finished second in AL Cy Young Award voting, as announced by the league yesterday. Tigers lefty Tarek Skubal claimed the trophy for the second straight season. Red Sox closer Aroldis Chapman also finished seventh in Cy Young voting with four fifth-place votes. Hurry into the 99 Restaurant this weekend for their double bonus card special this Friday through Sunday. For every $25 you purchase in gift cards, receive two $5 bonus cards. Offer valid in-restaurant for this weekend only. Visit the Nines for this great holiday special. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Long ago and far away, in my old common labor shoes, I turned the world all which way.
Just because you asked me to.
So I don't think I've heard. I like Waylon Jennings.
Like unto no other field.
You know, you never heard this.
I don't think so.
Simple love is simple, true. There's no end to what I do. Just because you asked me to. Let the world call me a fool.
There we go.
I do like
it.
So he sings That's My Job, right? The song about being a father.
Yeah.
That's my job or whatever.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I think he does, and okay. I love that song. And it sounds like we might have to put a playlist together.
I like country when country wasn't cool back then, the 80s, early 90s. You know,
yeah, you don't like 80s. The Brian Hoyer country.
No, I do not.
What's he call it? Redneck pop or something?
Yeah.
Is that offensive? To anyone?
No.
Okay.
I mean, rednecks, you kidding me?
Like music, too.
they like being acknowledged down there, you know?
Absolutely.
It's all good.
The artist you're looking for is Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty, nice. That's my job. I like Conway Twitty as well. But I like all those old country singers. Like, that is...
Yep.
I like the new stuff, too, yep. But that there's a certain mood I'm in, you know, that strikes a certain chord, those older guys. Those
Devil Went Down to Georgia. You like the movie John Travolta was in with CeCe Spacek? Why can't they?
Urban Cowboy.
You haven't seen it. You've never. The soundtrack from Urban Cowboy is right up your alley.
Okay.
You got to check it out. Maybe and that's I'll, a great
hello,
movie.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I like Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash is the GOAT to me.
My favorite song. I told you guys, my favorite song of all time is Boy Named Sue, without a doubt.
That's
a GOAT. All right, we need to get to our Patriots-Jets picks here. It is Thursday Night Football. Tom Curran says they're a bad football team. We do have trap game concerns, but some of those were alleviated by the way they handled themselves this week down in Foxborough. No time off from meetings, no going soft and going inside for practice. So I'll start things off. I think it's a cover for the Patriots. It might not always look easy, might not be flashy and sexy, but I'm going with 24-9. Oh. I think they control the game. I think they play the game on their terms for the most part.
I'm going to go because I have almost the exact same score. I have 24-10. I don't think it's going to be the highest scoring game. I just because the Patriots, they're the worst quarter of scoring for them is the fourth because usually they have leads. I think they kind of just sit on leads. And so I think... I don't know. I just think, I like Tom said, I'd be surprised if they scored more than 13 points. I don't think it's going to be a hugely, I don't know. I just think the pass defense for the Jets is the one thing they actually do pretty good. So I think they'll have the deep ball kind of covered. And I think that's just going to be kind of one of those games where it feels like it's in hand. The Patriots are up by, you know, a touchdown or 10 points at halftime, but it feels like it's a 30-point lead kind of thing.
Fitzy, real quick, I can't believe we've gotten to this point where we didn't ask Ted this question. How many Thursday games, because you played on Thanksgiving, correct?
Correct.
Was that the only Thursday game?
That might have been the only one.
So
they weren't. I don't think they were doing Thursday night
games. I don't think they were.
No.
So what is your feeling on terms of the – you do?
I love them.
Even as a player, even though you might feel sore and banged
it.
Up?
Yeah,
and,
so are they. They're sore too. You know, and the fact that the Patriots didn't have to travel is big. I love them. That's me. I like feeling like I have the advantage, you know, physically. Even if I'm banged up, I feel like, you know, so are they, and I'm going to take advantage of that. I love – you can't have a lot of them,
right.
Clearly.
Right.
But every now and then, a Thursday night game, I'm all for it.
All right, Fitzy?
All right, slow start. Maybe the Jets even delude themselves into thinking they're in this game by scoring first because the Patriots seem to allow the other team to score first more often than not. It's kind of a bump and grind first half. Patriots go into with like a 3-point lead at halftime. Second half, order is restored. Patriots run away with it. Final score, 30-13.
They get to 30 again. That would be that's a nice performance on Thursday Night Football if you get to 30 points. Dan Ball.
Gentlemen, yes. So the Jets are going to kick a field goal on their first possession because the Patriots cannot start games defensively well. We're going to share some messages in our afternoon's group chat going, oh, was it really a trap game? And they won't score again until garbage time. I have 28-10 Patriots. I had 35-10 written out in the text earlier today, but deleted it because it's crappy outside and because of the offensive injuries that you're dealing with. So 28-10, not much of a contest after the first possession.
Okay, Stiz, you sneaky have been a little less homer honky throughout the season at times than the rest of us. I think you've picked against them maybe more than the rest of us. So what are your thoughts tonight?
That's right, Andy. I've been trying to be a realist, but I can't do it anymore. I can't. The team has officially won me over. Give me the Pats 21-10.
Okay.
Okay, that's another 10. I feel like the 9 or 10
points.
A lot
of unders, guys.
Yeah, definitely under.
Oh, yeah. Like, although I will say
What is the over-under?
43.5.
Yeah. I feel like it could be under.
Yeah. I mean, most of us have it in the 30s. 34, 38, 31. Brian Frazoco has 27-10 Patriots. I know that there was a stretch, Dan Ball, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, where there were a lot of underdogs covering on the primetime games, the Sunday, Monday, Thursday night games. There was a trend at one point in the season where a lot of the underdogs were doing very well against the spread. And it was actually making some of the books their money back that they lost a year ago on some of the props and Saquon and different things that really cost them all like $1 billion. But I don't feel that happening. And it's at 11.5 points. So we all... Well, Stiz, you don't have them covering. Stiz, you're at 21-10. You're actually taking the Jets with the points, right?
That's correct, Andy.
Yes, Dan Ball?
On the numbers you were looking for, this was about a month ago this was published. As of October 17th, NFL underdogs had won 7 of the last 8 primetime matchups outright.
Oh.
Away teams had covered the spread 49.5% of the time. Favorites covered 51.6% of the lines. Underdogs about 48%. So, yeah, it's been... Pretty even when it comes to these games.
Okay.
And I'll check in a little bit more on the over-under numbers.
You know what I just saw that makes me even more confident?
Yes.
You know how I talked the story when I saw Brady taking a nap before the Super Bowl in 2001, and I got confidence just watching. They sent it out on socials. Drake May walking into the stadium. And if you get that video, if you see that video, you'll see why what I'm talking about. And just look how he's dressed. Like he just Drake May walking into work. He's not dressed like Mac Jones in some weird suit.
Oh, split suit.
That he looked like Two-Face
or whatever.
Like a face card on in a poker game. He just wearing a regular coat, white shirt, normal khaki shoes, just going to work.
He does seem like a pretty simple
Oh yeah,
borderline superstar. I mean, he's knocking on the door.
He's grounded. He's so grounded.
He does, and yeah. And I don't know. You know, we can dig into it, and we've talked to him a little bit about his dad and his brothers, and maybe what has grounded him and being around certain things. But he definitely does not have now. I believe the quarterback you played with didn't have that early on and may have added that to his repertoire.
That became something later that he started to expand on, yep.
I mean, this is unfair to say now. I don't feel like he will. Like he's,
I agree.
He said it to us. They're an old married couple. They're grandma and grandpa. They go to bed early. They've been together for years.
His long-term goals were very different than Tom. Tom wanted to be more than just a football player. He wanted to be a magnate, and he wanted to be just make a lot of money and be a power broker after his days were done.
All right, coming up next on Odds and Ends, we have a new game we're going to play called My Guy of the Game for Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Come on, mom, let's take a ride. Don't just say a word, just get inside. It's time to take your from another kind of trip. Cause you can't have the hop if you don't have the hip. Grab your with the extra.
Game day here on WEEI Afternoons. Patriots, Jets tonight. Before we get to odds and ends, I want to squeeze in another phone call. Craig in the truck. What's up, Craig?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
Really enjoy your show. I got to tell you, I grew up in New Hampshire, was always a fan of the New England sports teams, and then moved to Philadelphia for 27 years, became a fan of all the Philadelphia teams. Kind of hard not to when you're there for that long and you're embedded in all that stuff.
Go Birds!
So I moved back to New Hampshire 7 years ago. Now, I had already vowed I'm never going to root for the Patriots as long as Belichick and Brady are there, because Eagles fans don't like the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I do respect Brady more than I respect Belichick, and I think that Brady was more responsible, but that's a whole different story. Look at what happened after he left and after Belichick left. Well, what have they done?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I listen to you guys on the radio as I'm driving my truck around the Boston area on my job, and I have been converted to a Red Sox fan for sure, listening to you preseason and all the trade deadlines mm-hmm. and everything else and all the excitement. And I've become a Red Sox fan. I do root for the Patriots now. I can't quite say I'm a fan yet, but I am. I do root for them. My heart is still with the Eagles. It's an easier team. I know.
All right, thanks for the call, Craig.
I thought he was going to land the plane a little sooner. He did not.
Subject line said WEEI brought him back to being a Pats fan.
He never got to that line.
So I had to say it for you.
Thank you.
That's what it said. Moving up now on Odds and Ends, we're brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Nick Fitzy Stevens, you came up with the idea for a little My Guy of the Game, so take it away.
If you have been listening to WEEI Afternoons like our pal Craig moments ago, you know we do a little thing where we pick our guys. Andy most specifically always says, you know, my guy Jaylen Brown, my guy Marco Sturm. When you say someone is my guy, you've got a particular affinity for them. You like the way that they carry themselves. You like them in the clutch. You think they're going to do something special. So heading into each and every Patriots game the rest of the season, we're going to pick our guy. There's somebody that we have a special something for tonight, but also we think that they're going to make some key contributions and be somebody who's going to be worth talking about tonight on the post game and into tomorrow. Ted, I would like you to go first. In terms of contributions to tonight's game and somebody you're connecting to, who would you say is your guy?
Ted Johnson.
My turn. Oh, I was sorry. You know, my guy is Milton Williams. Milton Williams, who is, I think, having a very, very good season, is going to eat this offensive lineup. They are just below the Patriots in most sacks allowed, and so I think I feel like Milton Williams is going to have a big game tonight. I really do. I'd hope it'd be maybe Christian Barmore, but my guy for tonight's game, Milton Williams.
Andy, you have so many guys usually on the regular and so many teams. I'll give you an extra second to pick yours. I'd like to go now because I want to highlight that, Ted, when you talked about watching Drake May walk into the stadium, calm, cool, and collected, I went to the Patriots socials, and the first thing that came up actually from at Patriots a half an hour ago was my guy on the night. That would be Mac Hollins. He's walking into the stadium in a pair of black jeans, work boots, and a T-shirt. A T-shirt dedicated to mental health that says, you are worth it. And then he handwrote the name of certain people and some special numbers on there on the back as well. Obviously, he's down for the weather. He's DTF down to Foxborough, if you will, Tony Romo. But most especially, he has been a significant contributor this year. I don't think the Jets have the size or speed to be able to handle him. And he is actually on pace for a record season to match, if not surpass, what he did under McDaniels a few years ago for the Raiders. So big contributor tonight in the passing game, my guy, Mac Hollins. Okay, Andy, I gave you an extra second there to sort through your 1,000 different guys. Who's going to be my guy for you tonight against the Jets?
Real quick follow-up question. Did you say Mac Hollins had work boots on?
Looks like it, doesn't it?
Isn't he supposed
to? He's going barefoot.
Okay. It is barefoot. It's barefoot. I apologize.
I was a little worried because I thought that was his thing.
Yeah, that's bare. He's barefoot.
No, my apologies. I looked at, he is actually barefoot walking on the wet concrete, walking into Gillette with black jeans and a T-shirt.
All is right in the world then. Mac Hollins has no shoes on. I'm going to go with a guy that's really grown on me, Fitzy. This was your guy leading into the season. No question about it. But he took a little bit while to get going here. I think tonight is a more balanced sort of breakout game for Travion Henderson. You're not going to get multiple 50-yard touchdown runs, but I think you're going to get multiple 12-yard runs. And maybe it's a night for Ted Johnson's wheel route touchdown catch, because I do think he's going to contribute in the passing game. So I'm going to say Travion Henderson is a big reason why you run to victory tonight against the Jets.
Love it. Hey, does anyone behind the glass have a guy?
Well, you know it. Of course we do. All three of us have one.
I love it.
I'll go first. Patriots spent a ton of money, more than anybody else, in free agency this year. Yet, it's been somebody who's making just a measly $3 million bucks who has been a difference maker getting pressure on the quarterback. That's Kalyvon Chaisson. My guy Chaisson, for tonight, is going to make life a living hell for Justin Fields. And luckily, Fields obviously makes it a living hell for himself, so that's not much of an issue. But I think he's forcing a fumble tonight. I think he's going to be all up in Fields' kitchen tonight. My guy is Kalyvon Chaisson this evening.
That guy is going to get paid this offseason the way that he has been playing this year. Let's hope he stays healthy the remainder of the way. Definitely a guy to watch tonight. And now we go next to the man with the most baby mamas spread throughout the greater Boston area, Stanley Bruno.
Well, it's funny you mention it that way, Fitzy, because my guy, I got to keep it hood, keep it for the streets.
Oh, my God, that's what the I'm talking about. That's what the I'm talking about. That's what the I'm talking about.
My guy is Steph Diggs, the man married to Cardi B, well, not married, with Cardi B, expecting a child, maybe expecting a few other children out there.
Maybe.
Let's go Steph Diggs.
Let's go,
baby.
Steph Diggs.
You're going to go Steph Diggs. Can you dig it? I certainly can. And finally, let's go to Ferzoco Motion, our Twitch producer and key contributor here on the program, Brian Ferzoco. Is Ferzoco in the glass?
No, speaking on behalf of Brian Ferzoco, okay. I think he has my favorite My Guy of the Night because he said that his guy of the night for the Patriots, mind you, this is a Patriots-centric game that we're playing, is Justin Fields because Fields is going to help out the Patriots maybe even more than anybody wearing blue tonight.
I like that.
Honestly, boys, spoken like a true Bears fan.
Absolutely.
He's been hurt, by Fields before.
Yep, that has deep roots. He's a spurned Bears fan. Goes back to the days when he was in Chicago. Christian Arkin!
What's up?
Hello! How we doing? We got 2 hours of pregame and then 2 hours of silence. No.
2 hours. Arkin, you got a guy? You want to jump in? You got a guy tonight?
John Lyons is here, and he was supposed to come in and do the crossover, but then he didn't want to, and he was mad at you guys because he wanted to do the crossover last week, and you called Mego in and not him. And then I was like, well, go on in there and then tell him what you think, and he didn't. So.
A little sensey.
Right,
little
so sensey. Now I'm here, I guess.
Ball? I will take no WEEI afternoon slander for the fact that Mego offered first.
Oh, there you go. Oh, so
it's a simple fact.
It seems like a Mego-John Lyons issue more than it is a us issue.
Well, either way, he was all talk back there, and then wouldn't cross the threshold.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully he does when we get
Hey, real
get
quick, a little CU news. You see our
I just texted
ADs.
You about it. I texted you on the way in.
Oh, okay. Right,
I broke the news, Ted.
I was just saying. Thank you for breaking the news.
I don't think it's a good thing. Don't think that's good.
What are we talking about, boys? In a lather back in the producer's box in his rivalry gear, too.
Well, the athletic director of Colorado just stepped
down.
Well, he's sick of Dion.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I mean, that feels like my just team sucks, and he maybe see some writing on the wall, and that's never a good thing, I don't think. So. Isn't he going emeritus or whatever?
Yeah,
we have a rebuttal from John Lyons.
No.
In his
is a liar.
No, I'm not. Well, you guys can deal with that from 6 to 8 on the Christian Arkan Show. I will say Lyons has his nice nor'easter blue sweatshirt on ready for the game.
Are we thumbs up or thumbs down on those, by the way?
Thumbs up.
I got to see him. I got to see him in action. Look good in the pro shop, but I got to see him in action.
I also think that matters. If you go out and get smoked by the Jets and embarrass yourself, those jerseys don't look as cool.
Oh, they'll be cursed forever.
Send them to Peru.
You need a couple like nice Steph Diggs touchdown celebration or something good to happen in. So stick around for the Christian Arkan Show with John Lyons in his nor'easter blues. They'll be leading you into a Patriots game tonight. They're talking football, Jets, Patriots, Thursday night football. Remember, it's on Amazon Prime. Yes, you have it. Yes, you can find it. We'll be back tomorrow, and don't forget, 11:30-ish here on WEEI tonight. Nick Fitzy Stevens, Andy Hart, Fitzy and Hart with the Six Rings post-game show. And then 2 to 6 tomorrow, a different version of a recap of the Patriots win over the Jets, 2 to 6. Giardi and friends, we'll talk to you then. See you.
How good is pasta?
You asked actually a great question.
Not great.
Your name is Liar because you're telling lies!
Can I order?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.